Assalamu alaikum, and in the spirits of the new year, I wish you all a very happy and a successful year ahead of you. Happy 2020, a new decade. As people say, new year, new me, I would say new year, same me. Not to be grim or not to be not so festive, but the idea of me linking my life to a certain timeline is kind of ridiculous. Unfortunately, we build our lives in a way based on days, weeks, months, or time of the year. But our lives has no correlation with it. Meaning that the things that happen in my life is not really related to my birthday, is not really related to which day of the month it is, or what time of the year. So what I'm trying to say is, if you want to take action, if you wanted to change something, if you wanted to try to start something, you do it now. You don't really need to wait for the date to be 1st of Jan to hit the gym. That's where they make most of their memberships. Or to start to quit maybe a bad habit or something. Moral of the story is, if you want to do something, start doing it right now. This was just a small reminder that I tapped on multiple times in the previous episodes. A reason of doing this episode is to look back and also to be a bit, narcissistic, or to be a bit selfish. Narcissistic is a bit big. To be a bit selfish. This is the medium that I use for my own therapy, where I'll be able to voice myself out and put my ideas out there on the table. And I hope you would like it. In the past couple of days, at the time of recording this episode, I'm still working at the airport. So I get to meet lots of people, and I've shared a couple of stories that happened with me. Met some really brilliant people, got inspired by so many people. And it's just a very nice atmosphere, in a sense of, you might meet a heart surgeon who's traveling for a couple of days where he's needed somewhere. And then you would meet somebody who is specialized in fixing Pepsi machines, and he's traveling to Saudi literally 15 minutes apart to fix something over there in the production line and fly back to Dubai. All would happen in the same span of half an hour. In the book that I was reading recently, it said so many amazing things. It's for Jim Rohn, and he is like one of the best treasures that I have landed on. And I guess 98%, the reason goes back to my brother and the podcast I listen to, that they recommended him, highly recommended. I mean, anything by Jim Rohn is amazing. And he was tapping on the idea of closing a sale, or the mentality of people buying things, and why do we buy things, or how do we buy things. And he said, if the customer can see the result, they're willing to pay the price. And the idea, the example that he brought was very funny. He said, I went to a karate teacher, and his sales pitch was, when he started talking to him, the teacher, the instructor, he told him, imagine you can walk into any street, not afraid. And Jim Rohn was like, hell, I'm in, sign me up. When do I start? It's just the fact that the way he presented the idea, the way he presented his thought, his sales pitch, he was able to close the deal immediately. He did not mention anything about him being honored in the fourth black belt in Japan, or that he have learned in the best dojos in China, or whatever sort of martial arts that he knows. He only tapped on what the customer will be getting, or what sort of result they are going to get. Now, some other businesses might they might deliver it in a way that they would have a visual representation. So as an example, if you go to a restaurant, they would have pictures in their menus to show you what you're going to get. Now, of course, some people might be so poetic in the way that they would describe a meal, but at the end of the day, you need to see how is it going to be looking like. Same thing with cars. They can't sell a car unless you have a proof of concept. I know Tesla is an outlier. You can't really rely on them, especially with the latest release of the Cybertruck. Now, why did I mention all of this? Honestly, I had so many ideas in my mind that I wish I note them down, but at this moment it's 1:36 a.m. and I just came back from work. I had the choice to sleep or and do it in the morning if ever I get the time, or be able to voice it out. And by the time if you're hearing this, then that means I actually went ahead and recorded the episode. I don't want to do this about me, and I'm not planning on really doing a long episode. But I have been contemplating on what has been happening in the last 2 years or 3 years or even a decade. And recent developments that happened at work, just like in any other workplace, people join, people leave, people get promoted. And I'm looking at my career in general, and I came to a conclusion in a couple of things. If you get promoted, well done. If you don't get promoted, also well done. Why do I say this? No, I'm going to be tapping on them one at a time. The reason why, even if you had the qualifications, even if you had the qualities, and you were not selected, it's not the end of the world. You having the best qualities, in your opinion, will highly unlikely make you land the next job opening or whatever. Of course, in a corporate environment, lots of politics plays like a huge percentage. I'm not gonna give it a number. A huge percentage of the decision making. At the end of the day, regardless how much we perceive that people are professionals, at the end of the day, they're humans. And as much as they would tell you, "Oh, this is work, and there's nothing personal," somewhere in the back of your head, you are going to have it personal in a way or another. I'm not talking about it in a negative way, in a sense of that you would build grudges or have enemies. No, but in a sense of you would hire that guy because you like that guy, or you want to promote that girl because she's a good girl. Like that's it in your mind. Like, okay, she's good for the role. You don't say that, okay, she has the qualities of 1, 2, 3, the KPIs that we need to deliver, and she have scored so and so in her history, in the background she have done so and so, and she has done those tests to actually pass. No, but in your mind you'll be set when you want to take the decision. Like, yeah, that girl is nice, or that guy, yeah, is good. You know, we know Jim. So I hope anybody who's named Jim not to be offended by hearing this. So that's about the corporate world. And also I have the other part, which is about your self-development in whatever it is, whether it was on a physical level, personal level, psychological level, spiritual level, in any sort of aspect, building a family, anything. Take any example in life. And this is such a deep topic to summarize it in a short time. But when I was looking at it, I came to the conclusion that I came to before, but I mean it just proved me right again and again. The fact that everyone is running at their own timeline. Things, as I started the episode, has no correlation with the time, with the year, with the month, with the day. It you run your own course. Me being at the age that I am right now, like I'm turning 31 in March. It does not mean anything. I mean, it's literally just a number. I can't really say, oh, people in my age already have 2 or 3 kids, or they have masters, or they have an up and running business. We both have been through different circumstances. We both have been through different times. We come from different backgrounds. And if we want to take it in a math equation, we have different given numbers. Like my X and Ys are different than their X and Ys, whether they were guys, girls, they were my university batch, people who I knew, relatives, or even my own brother, or my own sister. It's just different times, different circumstances. So I would always refrain from comparing myself. And recently I read something very nice on the internet. Although I avoid motivational cliches, but once in a while they taste nice. Once in a while, I mean once in a blue moon. It said that from 8 to 5 you pay the bills, from 6 to 10 is where you build the empire. And this is it is inspirational. It is nice. I would translate it in in more simple words, by choosing your priorities. It's the toughest part of trying to be an entrepreneur. It's trying to be different. It's a lonely road. You are going to be on your own. And look at all the people who made it. Now, minus the social media glam. Look at it with no sugarcoating. Look at it with no hype. Truly, successful people are alone. And there is no shame in that because they are operating on such a high wavelength, on such a determination, on such a dedication that they genuinely don't have time for social life or the, okay, social life is a bit big, but I would say the normal life routine of people. You have 24 hours. You can either spend it with your friends, with your regular people doing regular things and expect irregular results. That's just stupid, honestly speaking. If you're going to show up to work from 8 to 5, just like everyone else, and expect 5 years down, 10 years down the road, you come up with the most brilliant idea and you have literally done nothing besides your job. You have your bills paid. Maybe you would have been promoted. Maybe you're doing well in your corporate life or in your daily life, but nothing extraordinary happened. And the scary thing there is that it's a possibility. It's not a sure thing. You working so hard on yourself, you sacrificing all of these things, putting all of these things on the line, does not really guarantee 100% the fact that you are going to succeed or have the results you're looking for. But more importantly, it will give you a higher possibility. The possibility will no longer be zero. I don't know what it is, but it will be more than zero and less than 100%. Does luck play a part in it? I don't like using the word luck because it brings out my gambling tendencies, thinking that, oh yeah, I'm gonna pull off a Hollywood move by putting all my eggs in one basket and things will work out. Not really. The basic logic that we have seen in cartoons, we have taught in books, and we have seen in mysteries and in books, or stories or myths, that simply you work hard and it will pay off. Now, the payoff does not always translate in Lamborghinis and Ferraris or yachts and private jets. The payoff might be having a sustainable income where you live a good life. Like, it's not really that lavish in a sense of the social media billionaire type of a baller, but you might have a very sustainable, I mean, very comfortable life, and you would secure very good education, a very good lifestyle for you and your family, and then you. It this is a success. The success does not always translate to $65 billion in net worth. Like, I've read an article, I don't know, like 9 to 11 years ago. I have really bad track in time, especially that we entered the new decade. The fact that somebody made a study that if you at that time, if your net worth exceeded or your wealth exceeded $1.2 billion, something like that. It does not really make any sense after that number. Like, you can't go beyond that. Like, after going beyond that number is just irrelevant because it will have little to no impact on your life. Probably it will have impact on power in terms of how much power you have, but rather than that, nothing will change in your life. The way you eat, the way you travel, the way whatever, any sort of luxuries in life. So what brought me to this is that I had an affirmation again and again, looking at my life at that cycle, especially that comparing other New Years or comparing times that have passed, just for the sake of comparison. And I would always say, Alhamdulillah, thank God. Thank God to everything I have achieved. Thank God to everything that I've worked on. Thank God to all the decisions that I took. Thank God for being so consistent in being stubborn on certain mentalities in my life, that things will pay off, that whatever I'm working on is not just play, whatever I'm working on is not just to fulfill a personal need or to try to have a status between people. What I have cared about and still do care about until now is my growth. I would not want a day to pass by without me learning, without me moving even the tiniest step forward. I would rather have 10 million tiny, tiny steps rather than one big catapult jump or whatever. Because everything in life is done by small steps, whatever it is. I have just reached the 16-minute mark, I think. As I always say this, if you have reached to this part of the episode, I genuinely thank you for your patience. I genuinely thank you for being part of my therapy, being part of me sharing my thoughts and ideas, putting them out there in the universe. I would love to genuinely ask you to have faith, to keep your head up. Now I'm sounding motivational, just like the way that I don't like reading these things. But jokes aside, I do wish that all of you would succeed, and me. All of you would be able to find the answers to the questions that you're looking for. The biggest thing, if I would summarize this episode, is it's truly about the journey. The journey about everything. Whether you want to take that in a perspective of building a relationship or establishing a business or at work or anything in life. It's all about the journey. Marriage is not the goal. Having money in the bank is not the goal. Buying cars is not the goal. The journey of you going through whatever you go through to achieve the goal that you want, name it a relationship, a business, building a house, buying a car, a thesis study, a PhD, whatever it is. It's about the journey. Yes, it's nice when you look at the last moment and you see the results of your own work. But going through the journey is what matters. Latest example is that I have renovated my room. Renovated is an overstatement. I mean, I have redecorated my room in a way that it would be a homemade studio and a bedroom at the same time. And I'm going to put the link down below in the description if you want to see it. And as humble as it is compared to all the crazy things you see online, I'm genuinely impressed by the result, that the fact that it really turned out to be nice. And it, by no means, I'm not a designer. I'm a finance guy who worked in tech all his life. So I have no idea about design or interior design or even sound engineering or any of that. But I managed to pull it off by watching YouTube and doing normal things. The journey was beautiful. The fact that, yes, it was tiring. Me doing everything on my own. The shooting was on my own. The fitting was on my own. Buying the things and shipping them and everything was done on my own. But the journey was beautiful. The final result was nice. I'm happy with the final result, but I'm more happy and it has a better taste because I have done the journey on my own. I have done it by myself. Anyway, I'm going to be putting an end to this here. Wish you a happy 2020. This is the first episode of the decade and many more to come. Hope to see you in the next episode. Peace.